I think we can begin. Good afternoon, and welcome to the January 9th council meeting. Sorry, 8th council meeting. Would you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Novick?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Okay, let's first take up item number 42 and 43.
Do you want to read them both together?
Yes, please.
42, accept the City of Portland 2015 federal legislative agenda. And 43, accept the City of Portland 2015 state legislative agenda.
Okay, Ms. Pellegrino and team.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, council members. For the record, Martha Pellegrino, Director of the Office of Government Relations. As Mayor said, we are delighted today to bring you the reports for the 2015 state and federal legislative agendas. I'm going to begin today with brief remarks about the development of those agendas and then turn first to the federal agenda. With me today is Niels Tilstrom, Senior Associate of Federal Affairs in my office. So you may recall just over a month ago, on December 2nd, Council considered the drafts of these agendas at the second of two public work sessions. At that time, you each provided some additional guidance and changes that are now reflected in the reports in front of you. We also provided overviews of the political landscapes post-election at that time, so we will save you from that this time around. We're also very proud to report that we held a successful Advocacy 101 training session with the community on December 15th. In partnership with ONI, over 60 people attended, and we received very positive feedback from our attendees.
What kind of, what are some of the examples of people who came to that event?
We had different groups. We had unions. We had community members who were unaffiliated, neighborhood associations, and a couple of great members of our legislative delegation who really helped provide some good context about effective advocacy.
And Amanda and I enjoyed attending, so we got a lot of it.
Thank you. So then looking ahead, we're now in the process of ramping up for both the federal and state legislative sessions. The 114th Congress convened 2 days ago in our nation's capital, and the state legislature meets next Monday through Wednesday for what are called organizational days. And at that time, new members will be sworn in. The governor will deliver his State of the State address, and the House and Senate will begin to introduce bills. This will all occur in advance of the first official day of the legislative session, which is February 2nd. So turning first to the federal agenda, this report closely reflects the draft you reviewed in December, and I'll just briefly run through a few changes. First, you requested that the items supporting action on climate change, tax reform, and protected sick time be elevated to top city priorities. You also asked that there be a section added on health care, and that's on page 22. The policy items there are policy items that Council actually adopted in our last federal agenda, but we inadvertently omitted from the draft. Lastly, on page 26, you requested a new policy item on on-body cameras for police, given the President's recent funding announcement. So this report lists nine top federal priorities, leading with transportation funding, education, and Portland Harbor, and along with others, and then organizes all of the other federal policy positions and funding priorities by topic area. So that's just a quick overview of the changes, and we're happy to take any questions.
Okay, questions for the team. Then we may be ready to move on to the state agenda, and then do you want to adopt one and then take up the other?
I think either way is fine.
Okay, so why don't we take a roll call unless there's anyone here to testify on the federal agenda? Don't think there is.
Mr. Mayor, would you entertain a one-word amendment?
Sure. Which page?
On page 5, climate change. It just occurred to me looking at this morning that saying that global climate change. Poses significant threats to the environment, public health, et cetera, struck me as something of an understatement. So I would propose replacing the word significant with the word grave.
Okay, I think that's a friendly amendment. Anyone have any objection to that? All right, we'll consider that a friendly amendment and make that change. I was going to bring down a photo that I neglected to bring from our office, just if we wanted to make this, you know, a slightly less dignified document, we could include a photo on the cover, which is posted on the break room in our office, and it's the photo of Speaker Boehner kissing former Speaker Pelosi. If you haven't seen that photo, it's pretty amusing. If we really wanted to lighten up our federal report, we could put that on the cover.
And perhaps we can bring that on our first lobbying trip with us to D.C.
Contest for that photo in our office, and the winner was Deanna Wesson Mitchell, who says the caption should be "No means no."
Yeah, no, we have a policy, Mayor, that deals with that. It's 2.02.
It's a clear violation.
Martha, it goes without saying that as you've crafted this, you and Vicki have had a chance to look through the federal agenda, and are you comfortable recommending that we adopt it today?
Absolutely. These are priorities that we've been working on for several months. We have vetted them, and we're optimistic that even in this coming Congress, there are some of these things that we think Congress is prepared to do, either Congress or that can happen at the administrative level through the agencies. So we're excited to begin work on it.
Thank you.
Okay. Further discussion? Anyone want to speak on the federal agenda? Well, let's take a roll call on that then.
Fritz? Good luck with all of this. I'm not sure that we're going to be expecting much other than playing defense in this Congress, but good luck with it. Aye.
Fish?
Thanks for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman? I'm sorry, Novick.
Good luck indeed. Aye.
Hales?
Thank you. Aye. Okay, now let's turn to the state legislature.
Great. I'd like to just invite up Andy Smith, our state government relations manager, and Elizabeth Edwards, our senior associate of state affairs. So at this point, it may be worth considering, I believe there is a substitute.
Yes, I think we have that. Everybody have the substitute? Dated 1/7/15.
That has all the changes that are referenced in the cover memo?
That's correct.
I have it. You want us to adopt the substitute?
Let's do that, and then you can present it. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call on the substitute.
Fritz?
So I know that Martha's going to go through some of the changes. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, so let's talk about the contents of this, please.
Great. So, again, the contents of this agenda is substantially similar to the draft that you took up in December, but with just a few exceptions. So, first, you've asked for an expanded focus on mental health. That is the top city priority for the state legislative agenda. This includes more concerted support for community mental health funding. It also generally references support for psychiatric emergency services. Then on transportation on page 2, we've made some formatting changes so that we really highlight some of these individual policy items in this particular priority. And we also added a desire to include local expanded authority in the studded tires item. Under affordable housing, on page 3, you requested that inclusionary zoning be elevated to a top city priority, and also included is support for the use of state bonds to fund affordable housing as proposed in the governor's recommended budget. Next, at Commissioner Saltzman's request, the Children's District Initiative has been removed. On pages 20 and 21, we added a new policy position regarding supporting investments in workforce programs. And lastly, on page 22, we added language to the education item to support investing increased lottery revenues in education. So that is a quick summary of all of those changes, and happy to take questions.
That's a really good package in both cases. I mean, we've got really a solid agenda in both the federal and the state level. I'm very happy with where this lies now.
Martha, when you were shepherding me the other day in the convention center, we did have I had a brief conversation with Senator Haas, and with respect to the film and video tax credit, he did mention his preference to find an offset. So be interested to get your thoughts down the road as to what's in play as an offset. I got the impression there might be some low-hanging fruit, but I didn't fully understand the frame. So I kind of regretted that it needed an offset, since in the absence of this, we lose all the business. And so I guess all the tax credits have to compete.
And I think that's right, Commissioner, that there is even a joint committee on tax credits, and they'll take a holistic look to make sure that whichever tax credits that are authorized by this legislature pass muster, and then make sure that there are ways to pay for those things. So we expect that this particular program has been a very successful one, and there's a very good chance of seeing that program grow.
In addition, Martha, you've been tracking the work of a joint committee that's looking at the whole area of elder abuse. And there may or may not be a recommendation to expand the categories of mandatory reporters. I guess that's not actually in our legislative agenda, but does that qualify as an area? Do you feel satisfied that that's an area of concern that's been expressed through your office, that you can continue to monitor that?
Absolutely. I mean, the legislative agenda really kind of frames up the city's priorities as we work with our delegation, but there will be 5,000 bills introduced in this coming session that impact how we work as a city, municipal functions, but also impact people who live here. So I fully expect our office to work with you all to engage on many of those other pieces of legislation, and I see that potentially being one of those things.
And, Mayor, this issue of elder abuse intersects your portfolio with the police bureau that's doing the investigation, the prosecution. Elders in Action has an interest. It cuts across actually a number of portfolios, but the issue the legislature is looking at is to whether to expand the scope of mandatory reporters to include certain licensed real estate professionals who may, by virtue of their position, be witness to alleged elder abuse. And so that may or may not become an issue, and I hope it's something the council can weigh in on.
Good. Back on the film and video tax credit, the governor didn't address that at all in his budget?
It was not addressed in the governor's recommended.
Okay.
But we did hear from Tim Williams that they fully expected a bump to be presented. It just didn't come in through his budget.
Yeah, there's I think one thing we do know is in the past years, the Film and Video Office has done a very good job in front of the legislature to talk about the return on investment that this industry has had, and there really is quite a bit of political support in the legislature for seeing that program and potentially even seeing it grow. The question is about how available resources do pass ultimately. What available resources there are and which tax credits could be authorized.
It's also, I think, it bodes well for us that Senator Bessie Johnson has so many businesses located within her district that are central to the film and video industry and feel strongly about this as well.
Well, I mean, you saw the level of interest in that gathering. I mean, there have been a lot of indications lately that we've kind of reached another level in terms of Oregon's visibility. I mean, the film Wild in particular has kind of gotten us into another league, and it would be a shame that just having acquired all this momentum that people have worked at for years, that we suddenly got a little bit cheap at a time when the state probably has the resources to keep doing this.
One of the reasons why I think Martha has, why some have heartburn about treating it like any other tax credit is, let's use the example of New Mexico. A governor came in and said, I don't like this tax credit program, abolished it, and they lost the film industry. So it's not like other tax credits where there's an argument that something would continue even without it.
Right.
If you don't have the program, you don't compete with these other states for the dollars, and unfortunately that just means that these companies, which otherwise have a 20% higher exposure on their investment, go elsewhere, and they go to places like Vancouver, BC, and Louisiana. So, but for we don't get the business, and I think that makes it different than some of the tax credits that get criticized because we're investing in something that might otherwise happen.
Yeah, right. Okay. Other comments, edits, amendments?
Mayor, I apologize, but I have a couple of amendments to suggest on my items, so I should have caught them before. One is on studded tires, last line in page
what,
two.
What page is that?
Page two.
Two of the whole
local. It says now local authority to recoup costs from this disproportionate wear will help keep roadways safer. Actually, I think that we would support legislation to either assess fees on studded tires or to give local governments authority to ban them. So I was thinking of saying local authority to prevent or recoup costs.
Okay.
Martha, does that give you any heartburn?
It does not, except grammatically. I think we might want to say local authority to recoup costs or prevent their use. I mean, I think we have to be a little bit more clear about what it is we're saying. So,
I was thinking prevent could mean prevent costs by banning the tires.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Well, maybe the words avoid. Then.
Yeah, avoid would be fine too.
Okay.
To avoid or recoup.
Okay.
More comfortable with that.
The other thing is the previous item, this is more substantive, orphan highways. It says jurisdictional transfer can help realign responsibility and authority over orphan highways. However, the process can be expensive. Dedicated state funding to assist in the transfer of orphan highways is necessary to help transfer more orphan highways. But it occurs to me that we want to express our continued support for our legislators who have gotten additional state resources for orphan highways, even if they don't get enough resources to facilitate transfer. So I was thinking that maybe we should add a sentence, even if investments sufficient to facilitate jurisdictional transfer are out of reach, additional state investments should address the unique issues associated with these urban highways are appropriate.
Okay. I'll take those two as a package of amendments. Is there a second?
Second.
And we'll just make sure you've got the verbiage.
Perfect.
Any discussion of those amendments? Roll call.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, any others?
Yeah, there's one more thing. I don't actually mean this as an amendment. I discussed it with Martha before, but just a something I wanted to say on the record and see if my colleagues agree. Last year, there was a big push, or last session, there was a big push by the League of Cities to try to address some of the inequities in our property tax system, for example, to do reset on sale. I don't think that there's expected to be much of an effort this session. However, Josh Harwood just the other day gave me a chart that put into stark relief the spectacular inequities we have, particularly in Portland. 90% of outer East Portland, east of 122nd, is in compression, which means that homeowners there are paying the maximum possible under Measure 5. In inner southeast and inner northeast, less than 2% of houses are in compression, which means that they are paying as a percentage of their real market value less than 90% of the people in outer east. So I think it's possible at least there might be some small efforts to address that. One possibility I've discussed with some legislators is to ask the voters to approve something saying that at least for local options and for bonds, for new ones, they be based on real market value rather than assessed value.
Right.
So I just wanted to see if people were comfortable with saying that if something along the property tax equity line seems likely to move in the legislature, that we would encourage our team to weigh in.
Yeah, I'd certainly agree with that.
So as long as it's agnostic as the position, but rather directed to follow it, I'd be comfortable with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that we can have that as an understanding. If that issue starts to get some life, then that's where we are.
And I expect there to be discussions about tax reform. We have a new chair in the Finance and Revenue Committee, Senator Haas, who has been a champion of tax reform for many, many years. So what we will do is we will monitor any and all discussions related to tax reform overall, and specifically property taxes. And we will keep each of you informed on that. If there's opportunities and it seems appropriate for the city weigh in, we'll look for those opportunities.
Thank you.
Good issue. Anything else on the state legislative package? Anyone here wants to speak on that item? If not, then we'll adopt the substitute as amended. To the roll call.
Fritz?
Aye.
Oh, Fish?
This is the actual overall vote.
Yes.
I'm supposed to say some nice things then.
Don't fail to do that.
You don't have to.
Motion to reopen.
I do want to express my gratitude to Martha and the whole team. You do amazing work, and we hear that from the legislatures when we go to lobby. We hear it from Vicky Cram, and I particularly appreciate your work with me on the earned sick leave and the transportation and the mental health priorities for the state legislature. And on this one, we can wish you good luck with great joy because we actually may have some good luck this time, and I'm hopeful that we'll get some of the changes that we need. Aye.
Fish.
I want to echo what Commissioner Fritz said, and it's really a pleasure, Martha, to work with you and your team, and thanks to everybody for their good work. And it isn't just on these days where we adopt an agenda. It's all the days in between when you help us navigate difficult waters. And it is true that every time we get, on a regular basis, we get feedback from our partners saying what a great job you do, which makes all of us especially proud. Aye.
Novick?
It is a pleasure and an honor to work with your team. Although I have to tell you that next time I go to Washington, D.C., I'm going to wait until 12 hours before to let you know, because if I give you 48 hours, you'll set up 7 meetings for me. Aye.
Hales.
I appreciate the good work. This is what Churchill called the end of the beginning. So now the real work starts in terms of trying to turn these ideas into policy, and looking forward to working as part of that team myself, including about 10 days from now when we're going to be in D.C. together. So I'm looking forward to all that work, and thanks for setting us up well for it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good work.
And if I may, Mr. Mayor, I just want to thank each of you for your leadership and your staffs and all of our legislative liaisons, and underscore the importance of having you present in Salem and in Washington, D.C. And believe us when we say we will be calling on each of you to participate in this process, because it makes a huge difference to have you there, to have your leadership, and when we work with our intergovernmental partners. And I also want to echo and thank my team as well. There are actually people who aren't in this room, and we even have our newest staff member today, Carrie Paffel. It is her first day in our office, and
welcome.
She's my new assistant. But people upstairs, Amy Jolkowski and Leslie Kelly and Hector Miramontes, we do really work as a team in our office, and we are delighted to work on behalf of the City of Portland. So
thank
you.
Thanks very much. Thank you all. Okay, we have one more item on the calendar this afternoon.
We'll reconvene at 3, Mayor?
Well, we have to wait till 3, don't we? Well, wait a minute. If we're dismissing?
Well, there might be someone.
Okay, yeah, we probably better wait. Easy enough to come back.
Indeed.
In 36 minutes.
Hard time, sir.
Can I borrow you for one or two of those 36 minutes?
Mm-hmm.